Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, I'm Adam.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Grow, Cash Cab Guy, in Canada at least. And I'd love for you to check out my podcast, Pick a Number. Every week I chat with a special guest about various topics that are all inspired by a specific number. Check it out on the Antica Podcast Network and in the social space at Pick a Number Pod.
Illusionoid.
What a night. Thank you guys for coming out. This is fantastic. We've got a crowd.
The stars have come out tonight.
Wow, that's fantastic. So my name is Lee Smart.
I'm Paul Bates.
And I'm Nug Nargang. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Comedy Bar.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to be here and have you guys join us for a live podcast recording. As Paul mentioned, we've got special guests joining us for the show. Our first podcast is going to be joined by a lovely young woman who is a well-known improviser in Toronto, and she's just backstage.
Yes, she is.
And I think I should bring her out.
I think you should, too.
Let's do it.
Please don't. Put your hands together for Alice Moran.
There she is.
Alice! There she is!
Alice Moran, everybody.
Now, Alice told me backstage she thinks her hair looks like garbage,
yeah,
but none of us think that it does. It looks fantastic.
No, it looks like trash, and we all know it. Don't lie to me.
Yeah. Well,
but now, this is a radio podcast. Yeah. Now we need to really describe the hair.
Yeah.
So it looks like trash.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah,
but hot trash, right?
I'll take hot trash.
I'm going to say hot garbage.
Yeah, that's my Twitter handle. Hot trash.
Hot trash.
Good.
I can't believe hot trash wasn't already taken.
Yeah. Well, I was an early adopter.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You're one of the first ones at the gate.
Yeah, couldn't get my name, but I could get hot trash.
Yes, yeah. So we are going to do the first of two live podcast recordings. Has anyone listened to the Illusionoid podcast before? Show of hands.
Awesome.
Show of hands. Great. So you know what you're in for. We're going to take a title, and we have a book, which I think we left backstage, that we're going to use as our inspiration for the first one. Then the second one, we're going to come to you guys.
The Holy Bible.
The Holy Bible. Yes. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the Twilight Zone Compendium, or Companion, depending on how you want to pronounce it. It's a matter of pronunciation, right?
I don't see a D in it at all.
Well, you pronounce it as a silent D.
Oh, okay, great.
In fact, it's an invisible D, so that's what it is. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take this, and we make up science fiction, tales of caution, descriptions of apocalyptic futures, fanciful tales of the things that may be, could be, maybe one day won't be, but we're going to make them up here on stage, right?
Have we introduced our musical director?
No, we haven't. This gentleman once had a low-paying job in a laboratory until he was bombarded by unknown radiation, which released his potential and his psionic abilities to turn him from that low-paid lab assistant into the man you see before you, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Reese, the Molecule Man.
Oh, he's so powerful.
He's so powerful.
He's so powerful. Thank goodness for the mental block that prohibits him from manipulating organic matter.
Exactly.
Thank goodness.
Oh, my God. Just imagine what would happen if that was removed.
Oh.
I can't.
No, don't.
I refuse.
Refuse. Yes, good. All right. Good to have you here, Owen. And
So the Twilight Zone Companion, it features the title and the description of the episode. But who knows what those titles of those episodes were. Like, if you think of any Twilight Zone episode, who knows what the title was.
Yeah.
So we don't know what these shows are about. We're just getting the title.
Yeah, there's a couple of famous ones you might know, like Nightmare at 50,000 Feet, which was the one with Shatner, right, with the thing on the wing, right? But other than that, they're just titles. They're just titles, and they don't really evoke the memory of the episode. So I'm going to flip this, riffle it, and I want someone to shout out as loud and as strongly as they can from the diaphragm, if you would. Stop. All right, I'm going to look here, and it is called, oh, this is a good one. On this page only, there's this one here with this gentleman's face, and it's called The Arrival. The Arrival.
The Arrival.
And this was actually written by Rod Serling, this one. We are not going to do what is written in here, of course. We're going to just create something based on that title.
Yes, and are we getting something else as well?
Yeah, let's, what do you want to get? Want to get something like a, let's get an unusual hobby, an unusual hobby. Nice. Thank you very
taxidermy.
Much. Taxidermy. I love that.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me on this mic? Yeah? I'm good. Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Just checking.
All right, okay.
All right. We'll cut that out and post.
Yeah, that part we'll just...
Oh, no, we're leaving it in.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it's live. All right, so we're going to take you now to our first podcast featuring Alice Moran and Illusionoid called The Arrival. And at some point, maybe taxidermy will find its way into this. All right, and here we go. In the distant future... humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hello! Hear me from the future! It is I, the last man in the universe! A cryptic, lone survivor hidden in an abandoned moon base, desperate to send signals back in time from the before where I was. Desperate! I didn't listen to the preamble. I bring you important warnings, for I stand alone, the last line of defense between me and a computer with robotic tendrils. Imagine, if you will, an Apple IIe with robot tentacles. That's what we're all up against. A huge Apple IIe with its hideous green screen and the blinking cursor. 10, destroy humanity. 20, go to 10. But I digress. In your future, humanity will open a gateway through which something will arrive, something horrific. Something beyond description, which is why I will now not describe it at all.
Wow. It's quiet tonight.
Yeah, just the two of us.
Yeah. You know, usually we've packed up and gone home by this time, Bernice, but I thought it might be... since we're here all alone in the lab, maybe we should just take advantage of being alone and...
Yeah, like run our own experiments.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah. That's exciting.
I have this thing and I've been toying with for a little while.
Yeah, just show me. Whip it out.
Oh, okay. All right. It's just here in the bottom drawer of my desk here. It's
okay.
All right, take a look.
It's bigger than I thought.
Yeah. I use Foolscap. To write on, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's a little bit bigger than regular letter size paper. Yeah.
It's full.
Yeah.
It is a full scap.
It is a full scap. You know, it's funny because you say it's full scap, but it's written fool's cap.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
I know.
I'm learning. English is my second language.
Well, you're doing so well.
Yeah, I'm really Danish.
You know, when you started working here as a temp, I thought that, you know, you're going to have a hard time learning all the technical stuff that goes on.
No, I picked it up. I watched so much American Idol.
You're an absolute natural.
That, I know that sentence because I've heard Simon Cowell say it to so many young singers.
Yeah.
Anyway, get it. Let's show me what's on that full scab.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's not much more than a kind of a crude drawing or a doodle right now. But yeah. Tell me if it makes sense to you. It's
oh wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this part here is like a. Well, I guess you could call this a portal.
Yeah. It's a portal. Oh my gosh, I thought that was a different. Okay. Yeah. It's a portal. Yeah.
And these sort of squiggles around the edges there.
Yeah. I mean, I can see. I see how this is a portal now, but you must see what I saw.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. It's like a Rorschach, right? Sometimes you look at something and it makes you think of other things.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so. So
what's that? What's that little button at the top of the portal?
The little button at the top?
Yeah.
Oh, that you have to, well, to make the portal work, you have to kind of like you have to push on it, you know?
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, yeah. You have to kind of push on it in a rhythmic way.
Yeah.
To make it work.
Yeah.
And then the portal begins to, I guess you could call it dilate.
And you don't have to do anything before that. You just go right at the button.
Right. Yeah. I mean. That's what my dad always told me.
All right.
Yeah, just go right for it, he said. Yeah. My dad was a particle physicist.
Well, I guess we just do things different in Denmark.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, I was thinking, since we're here, you know, we got the lab to ourselves.
Yeah, let's jam on that button.
Yeah. So, I got a few things over here that I can... I started building this. Building it, yeah. So this is it. Ooh. There you go.
Is that it?
Well, that's what it does so far.
Okay. So I mean, I feel like just like some minor tweaks here. I'm just going to, you know, put my wrench right here and okay, and this. All right.
Oh, you dropped it inside. It's already soaking wet.
Yeah, well, I know what I'm doing.
What? Oh, man. You know what? I have a set of forceps somewhere around here. I can reach in and grab that.
Yeah.
Here they are.
Yeah.
All right. So let me.
I just tweak that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. No. Slower.
Just dip in.
Slower.
There.
Just take. Oh, take it.
Oh. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It like clamped closed.
Yeah. Well, you really came at it. I can see why.
Let me try that again. Slowly, right? Oh, there. Oh, there, it's open again.
Do you want to go inside?
Something, every part of me wants to say yes.
Well, then, here, I'm going to go through, and now you follow me. Come inside.
Come inside?
Come inside.
Okay. All right. Oh.
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 Okay, no, you just, yeah, just...
I can't believe we both fit in here.
Yeah, well, it's roomier than you'd think.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wow. Where are we?
It's
the walls are like iridescent.
Yeah, this is not how I thought this night would go. We never do this in Denmark.
Who are you?
Oh my God, is someone else in here with us?
Behold me, high above you!
Oh!
A gigantic face staring down!
Oh my God, did you see that?
Hi, I'm Bernice Newborg.
Bernice Newborg?
Yes.
She's Danish.
I was going to ask!
And I'm Kyle.
Kyle.
Kyle McLaughlin?
Scottish? Are you Scottish?
Yes. McLaughlin.
Scottish and Danish come together visiting. Who dares enter the halls of Asgard?
Whoa, what?
The halls of Asgard?
Oh my God, are you Odin?
Oh, you've heard of Odin?
Yeah. I'm Danish.
Yes! Odin is here staring down at you with my one giant eye!
But wait,
that button we jammed on.
Yes.
It was the Eye of Odin.
It was the Eye of Odin.
And lo, did I feel my eye being jammed on, prodded. And lo, I tried to clamp it shut. It was prodded back open again.
Oh, really, really sorry.
So in my...
No, I liked it. Oh. It was... No, I liked how you just went for it.
So in my mindless tinkering in my lab, I inadvertently created the Eye of Odin.
You tell me.
I guess.
I guess we found a
way. All I know is a Dane and a Scot fell through my eyeball.
And here we are in Asgard.
Wow. Yes!
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand.
Who dares enter Asgard through the Eye of Odin?
Heimdall, I've got this.
It's my only job!
All right, let Heimdall have this now.
Heimdall.
Intruders must go past Heimdall!
I mean, we've been here for minutes.
Yeah, I took a bit of a break.
We've got to talk about this, Heimdall.
Look, sometimes you stand all day and you gotta pee, Odin. That's how it works.
You happen to go pee the one time in millennia that two intruders have entered the hallowed halls of Asgard.
I am aware of what happened. I'm trying to fix the problem.
I'm just saying, it's an unfortunate event that does not look optically good on you.
Are you saying that because you have one eye?
Don't.
That optically thing?
Don't make this about my one eye.
It's always about your one eye.
Well, maybe you should have some compassion for a guy with one eye.
I think I do. Maybe you should have some compassion for a guy that had to pee for once in a millennia.
Do you want us to go?
No, we can just leave.
You must stay now. You have gazed upon the halls of Asgard and Odin's eye.
Oh my God, we can never go back?
Well,
I didn't say that. You just have to hang out for a bit.
Odin will decide.
Odin will decide.
Is it? Okay, all right. Look, I understand that you guys are mythical beings here in Asgard.
We are real beings.
We're for real.
Obviously, we're real here right now.
I'm Norse. That's so offensive for you to say that.
What I meant to say was, in our world, you guys are just stories.
Again, this is my religion, dude. Right. Chill out.
I'm so sorry.
This is easy for a Scot to say. Someone who has no God.
Come on. You're right.
The customs are that when people arrive in Asgard, we prepare, we get to know that they're coming, maybe a little advance notice. We have a bit of a shindig.
And then we stuff them.
I'm sorry? Stuff them with food, like a big meal,
yes,
right?
Yes, a beautiful feast.
Okay, cool.
A feast of bison.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Snow antelope.
Newspaper and sawdust.
Yes.
What?
Whoa.
It's just filler.
But it's if just let me reiterate what I think I've heard.
Yeah.
You're going to literally stuff and mount us?
I never said mount. Did you say mount?
I didn't say mount, but let's just see where the night goes. Let's see what happens. Oh. Yes. I mean, if you keep jamming my eye like that, yes, I will mount you. 100%.
Odin is totally into that.
You found the O spot, bud.
Oh, no. So we're your trophies? Is that what I'm meant to believe?
Well, I mean, usually we, you know, have a feast and there are gifts involved. Did you bring anything? What did you bring?
I have three Mentos.
Ooh, Mentos.
She has Mentos.
Amazing.
Long are the years since Mentos have entered the hallowed halls.
And heads up, he could use a Mentos.
I'm not. I hear everything in
Asgard. What? Were you listening to me, P?
Yes. Yes.
Odin,
and
why?
I care about you, and I think you need to see someone.
Well, I care about you, and I think you need a Mentos.
Okay, all right. Okay, we're even.
We're even.
We care about each other. We care about each other.
She has brought us the gift of three Mentos. What about you, Kyle of Scotland?
Kyle, son of Hrochlan.
Yes, let me just check my pockets here. I have a bus transfer.
A transfer? What is that?
It's what we use in our world to travel from one place to another.
Bah, we use a rainbow bridge guarded by me, the mighty Heimdall.
But if we need to switch rainbows,
wood this come in handy?
Yes, say from magenta to violet, right?
Ah, I get it.
I mean, it only worked for like 15 more minutes.
Yes.
get it over here.
It's time sensitive, Odin.
Put it in my gigantic hand.
Here.
That's fine. You know how long 15 minutes is here? About 15 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And so Asgard accepts your gifts.
Good.
Please, enter the recreation lounge and rest. Okay. After your long journey through mine eye.
Right this way, you and your mate may go right into
the mate. Well, that's presumptuous.
Well.
So you're not seeing anybody?
No.
Bernice.
Oh,
we came here together.
I mean, no, but we weren't a thing before we kissed. Because we go to a magical realm doesn't mean we're going to hook up.
Yeah, well, what kind of guy are you, Kyle of Scotland?
This is my first time in Asgard.
Oh, but you know all about it, though.
Yes, I pray to Odin.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, you do.
Well, enjoy
yourselves here in the room, and we'll be back to, bring a feast and stuff.
Wow. So, I guess we've been welcomed as guests.
Yeah, and I guess we're gonna die.
Yeah, we're gonna be stuffed.
Big day for us.
Yeah. Who knew?
I mean, last day alive. Feels like there's so much I want to do with my life still.
Well, you know, maybe we should just take advantage of being here together. Right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, let's like take a selfie, Instagram this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Here, all right, just get close over here.
Yeah, but give me a higher angle. That's a terrible. Yeah, that's a good angle.
Is that
okay?
All right.
Yeah, okay.
And,
I can take that for you.
Oh!
I'm sorry to interrupt. I've been in the lounge for quite a while now.
Do I know you? You look awfully familiar.
You, and so do you. My name is Miguel.
Miguel?
Miguel Ferrer. Yeah. It's Spanish.
Yeah, you were a temp in the lab. About 6 months ago, and you just went missing.
Yes. Yes, I was alone one night in the laboratory. And I stumbled across an eye, a portal, which I did not know at the time was the Eye of Odin. And I just loved just circling the edges of portals with my finger.
Who doesn't? I mean...
Yeah, that would work. That would totally work.
It's just something I'm into.
Yeah.
And I just circled it and circled it, just around the rim of that portal, and it opened up, and I fell through into here.
And you've been here the whole time.
He's been feeding me delicious meals with sides of sawdust.
Oh,
so it's a slow stuffing process.
Yeah.
The feasts are wonderful. The feasts are wonderful, but every once in a while they come in and measure my eye holes for marbles.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Miguel. Miguel. Have you tried to leave? Have you tried to find a way out of here?
I've searched, but there's ducts at the top of these tall walls, but I'm just one man. I can't reach.
Ducts.
Well, everyone needs clean air.
Yes, of course. Well, we need to find a way up there. Bernice?
I guess we just human pyramid this shit.
I like your attitude. All right, I'll be on the bottom.
Okay, I'll be on the bottom too. I'm well stuffed, so I wouldn't want to have to. You have to support my weight.
That's good because I feel
loaded.
Like out of the three of us, I'm definitely the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, climb up on there, Bernice.
Okay.
See if you can reach that duct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
$5. But where are you going?
Oh shit! Let me throw a Mento at him.
What? So fresh.
Guys, I don't want to freak you out, but in my religion, I've already read that happens to that guy.
Oh my god, the prophecy.
Oh my god.
Heimdall chokes on a Mentos.
Yeah, I always thought that was weird, but.
Yeah.
Okay, climb up. Here, take my hand.
Okay. We're both on Miguel. We're both on his back.
Can Miguel Ferrer come?
Yes. Let me just hold on to this ledge here. Come on up, Miguel.
Okay. I've got you.
Okay.
Oh.
Don't let go, Miguel.
Okay.
You die for sure.
Oh, my hands are sweaty.
Oh, come on.
I've been eating so much meat. Oh, I got the sweats real bad. Oh, no. It's slipping.
Miguel.
Oh, no.
Miguel.
Gosh.
No.
Oh. they'll go without me. I'm just going to finish these lamb shanks.
We'll never forget you, Miguel.
Okay.
Here.
Thanks.
Classic here. Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
I do like it here.
You do like it here.
I've come to love my captors.
Here, I'll mercy kill them. Mento.
Didn't ask for that. Is this a prophecy? Spanish religion.
Oh no. Now we only have one Mento left.
One Mento's left.
Better use it wisely.
Yeah. Looks like these ducks are big enough for us to shimmy through.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
The shimmy?
Yeah.
Shimmy? It's weird that these are just regular ducks
I
in
know.
The halls of Asgard.
Yes.
It's beautiful and made of marble, and then these are pretty shitty, not well-maintained
no,
ducks.
They're like galvanized steel. It's
yeah,
strange.
This is... this
full of dust.
This is made in Hamilton.
Yeah. Stamped right on there.
What do I feel inside my sinuses?
Oh my God.
No.
Yes.
You know what? Retrospectively, yeah. I read this. This is a prophecy.
Oh my God. We're inside the sinuses of Odin himself.
Yeah, it's a weird thing where Asgard is both Odin's home and Odin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I don't know why I didn't remember that till this second.
Oh, my nasal and/or ear cavities are tickling.
Perfect. We need to tickle him more. We need to get him to sneeze us out of here.
Yeah. Okay, so just let's do it like a light tap dance shimmy kind of deal.
All right. Okay. Just, all right, let's do this.
Oh, I've not felt this peculiar since making love to Uamu the space goat. Oh, now I'm looking at a bright light, too. Achoo.
Ah!
What is this? First you penetrate my eye, and now you run rampant through the play areas of my nose.
Yeah.
Odin, we came to your realm by accident. All we wish for is to return to our own home.
We have good lives back home. I have a really good price on a decent two Betty.
Odin knows how hard this is to find. And you.
Yes.
And you, Kyle MacLachlan.
Yes.
What do you have to fight for?
I've got a promising career as a lab technician.
Your hair is well coiffed.
Thank you.
You look good in a suit.
Thanks.
I think I'll keep you.
What?
No.
One of you must stay. The Dane or the Scot.
Bernice. I think you should stay.
Very well. The decision is made.
Oh, wow. Well.
You know, I didn't really feel the chemistry.
If anything was going to happen, yeah, well, this is a pretty clear, this relationship not going to work out kind
yeah,
of deal.
Yeah. Well, Miguel's here.
I killed him.
Yeah, well, right.
Killed
That's true.
Killed Miguel? I was going to
right.
stop him.
Wait. The prophecy. Mento.
No. Oh, no. As I see the Mento flying towards me, I remember the prophecy as well, which is that a third Mento would drive line through the air and land right in my esophagus. Oh.
He said his own name as he died. The prophecy.
I killed my own god.
Indeed.
I don't...
What's left for you?
I guess I am god? You can go home. I guess I rule Asgard now.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah, I'll go find the other... I guess I'll just maybe hook up with Thor. Make it work out.
Yeah.
I don't...
Watch out for Loki, though.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Bernice gonna hook up with Bernice. Who is she gonna hook up with?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't. You don't have this kind of control over me. Our relationship
so
is kind of strange.
Absolutely. I overstepped.
Yeah.
I really did. I overstepped.
So you can just go home.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
You can go through, I guess, my eye.
Okay.
You can come inside me and go home.
All right. Open wide. So let me take these forceps and circle your ocular rim.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah, I mean, just...
Oh, there it goes. Nice and wet. I'm coming in.
This is my jam.
Yeah. Bernice, we'll sing songs of you on the outside.
Yeah.
I'll tell my children stories. The goddess Bernice.
Yeah. Maybe come up with a cooler name than Bernice. Like...
Burn?
Yeah, Burn's cooler. Like, Burn. You know, Mac.
Mac. Yeah. Mac, goddess.
Just pick a cool name for me.
All right, I will.
That's all I ask as your new god.
Yes. I will sing your songs and I'll tell your stories.
Cool. Thanks for being a bard, bro.
Yeah. Burn. And through your eye I go!
Oh my god, Kyle. Kyle, are you okay? I was cleaning up. I didn't see anyone here. You flew through that portal.
Yeah. I got a story to tell. And a song to sing.
Oh. Well, holiday party's coming up.
You can
save it for then, or...
No, I think it's important that I sing it now.
Oh. All right.
While it's still fresh.
Okay, there's two of us here in the room, but sure, yeah, I'll just sit down and listen to the song.
Burn, goddess of another realm. She sacrificed herself so that I could return. Burn. I traveled through her eye, came out on the other side, and now here I am.
Oh, do you want me to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't there.
I know that.
This is the bridge down. I don't know what you went through, but I'm listening to it, and it sounds peculiar. You've been through some serious shit, but I don't understand a single word of it. Oh, Kyle, did I get that right?
You got that right.
Let's be together tonight.
I got some forceps, you got a hole.
Right in my eye socket, just where I like it.
Oh.
Themselves in my eye tonight.
Just stay tonight.
Just for tonight.
Just spend the night.
Spend the night in my eye.
Lost in your eye.
Get inside my eye, bro.
It's so tight.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
That song made perfect sense.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alice Moran.
Alice Moran. The goddess Burn.
The goddess Burn.
Mac Burn.
Thank you, Alice.
Bernie Mac.
The Arrival. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nug Nargang, with special guest Alice Moran. Live music and sound effects by Chris New, recorded live at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, March 7th, 2017. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.